All right, this is part four of the situation update from Monday, May 24th, 2021. It's also a special standalone report about how the vaccines are causing the spiking of deaths and hospitalizations around the world. And in this special report, we're going to be looking at an article and some really intriguing charts that were published by a website called stateofthenation.co. That's .co, stateofthenation.co. And this website did an outstanding job of putting together these charts from Argentina all the way to Qatar, showing that COVID hospitalizations and deaths and cases really began to spike after the vaccines were introduced. So they were all on the way down before the vaccine rollout began. Once the vaccine started being injected into people, which of course injects people with spike protein, and the spike protein is the bioweapon. This is what's causing, quote, COVID-19, not the virus, but the spike protein. So once the spike protein was injected into everybody, all of a sudden, the cases are spiking again. So we're going to look at some of these charts, but let's take a look at Argentina right here. Just to get started, you can see the red line shows, the solid red line is the history of the actual cases. The dotted red line would be a projection of how the cases were naturally dropping off. But the blue line with the blue vaccine syringe on it, that's showing how the cases began spiking after the vaccine was introduced. So this is showing Argentina, but we have a lot of other countries to show you here as well. But first, this article, let me just tell you some of what's in the article that I think is very important. It shows that there are two developments that occurred in India that have also been repeated in other countries around the world. Number one, the WHO, Big Pharma, the CDC, the NIH, the FDA, blah, 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 other agencies ran a massive disinfo campaign to discourage every country to immediately discontinue the use of ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, zinc, and other treatments and so on that were successful protocols for treating COVID-19 patients. Number two, these same genocidal co-conspirators ramped up the COVID super vaccination agenda throughout the entire world of nations to get everybody on the same vaccine game plan. And only in this way could they prevent any particular nation from showing off a vaccine-less success story. This is what's written in State of the Nation. In other words, they had to have vaccines introduced everywhere globally so that there couldn't be a control group of nations that did not vaccinate, because those nations would now be at about zero cases, zero hospitalizations, and zero deaths. So the vaccines had to be introduced globally in order to make everything look worse equally, so there's nothing to compare it to. And so when you look at these charts, let's go to, let's say, Bangladesh. The Bangladesh chart, boom, you see how the cases are spiking. Deaths, in this case, deaths per 10,000 people are spiking after the vaccine. And you can see here Bosnia, same thing. Brazil, same thing, spiking because of the vaccine. Bulgaria, the second wave is due to the vaccine. Chile, the highest death rate in a long time because of the vaccines. And you can just go through all these countries and you see the same thing. Colombia, Ecuador, Egypt, France, Greece, Hungary, and so on. And so all of these countries are experiencing the same thing, which is an engineered extermination bioweapon that's disguised as a vaccine. It's not really a vaccine, it's a death shot. And it's designed to kill people, but also to cause infertility. Because as I've covered in other interviews with Dr. Lee Merritt or Dr. Christiane Northrup and so on, these spike proteins attack the ACE2 receptors on women's ovaries. And so they're directly attacking the reproductive biology of women, and also men, by the way. They attack the testes because there are ACE2 receptors in many, many organs throughout the body, not just the lungs, but also on parts of your nervous system, other organs such as reproductive organs, heart, and so on. And so Remember, when Fauci funded the gain-of-function research to turn this into a bioweapon, they were specifically working to amplify the ACE2 receptor affinity so that this would attack human ACE2 receptors with up to 20 times more affinity than any natural wild-type virus. And this is because they're attacking fertility and attacking the cardiovascular system with the spike protein to cause vascular disease, heart attacks, strokes, blood clots, and death through multiple mechanisms. So these are death shots, and that's why the deaths are rising globally. This is biological warfare against humanity being waged by the vaccine industry and all of its promoters, the doctors, the pharmacists, the so-called journalists, the Faucis of the world, the CDC, the FDA, the UN, the WHO, the local health departments in India and all these countries. They're all in on it. They're all mass murderers. They know what they're doing. They're killing people with these vaccines. They're causing global infertility. And the reason they're all on board with it, number one, they're all getting paid off by Big Pharma. But secondly, they've bought into the overpopulation myth. And they think that they need to save the planet by killing billions of human beings before the planet reaches a carbon dioxide tipping point. This is what they believe because they've been propagandized by the media for all these years. And, you know, the Al Gore BS about carbon dioxide, they've been convinced that carbon dioxide is a poison. I mean, think about how twisted it is. They think carbon dioxide is a poison when carbon dioxide is the number one most important nutrient for plants and forests and flowers and herbs and food crops. Plants use carbon dioxide to grow. But at the same time, they say that vaccines are healthy and safe when they're actually murder weapons. So they've got it all completely backwards on purpose. But understand that Big Pharma, the vaccine industry, Big Pharma controls the swamp, but they control the legislatures. At the federal level in the US and also globally and at the state level, Big Pharma controls the media. They control Wikipedia. They control the medical schools and the so-called science journals that are just junk, fraudulent fake science rags like The Lancet that got caught publishing fake science attacking hydroxychloroquine. Fabricated data, they had to retract it. The New England Journal of Medicine was part of that. They have zero credibility. They're not science journals at all. They're Big Pharma propaganda rags. Big Pharma pays top influencers, you know, people to make TikTok videos saying, oh, I got vaccinated. It was so awesome. They pay people to post on YouTube. They place pro-vaccine messages in TV shows and movies and stand-up comedy routines. They pay comedians to make jokes making fun of anti-vaxxers. They have a propaganda budget at the CDC. But you might be asking, I mean, why would Big Pharma kill their own customers? Why? It doesn't make sense, you might think. Why would they kill off the population if they're making money off the population? Answer. Because this is the end game. This is it. They don't want humans around any longer. They don't need humans for their future vision. They're going to make so many billions of dollars off of this end game extermination. They don't even need people to be sick and profitable any longer. In fact, they imagine a world full of robots where the humans are mostly gone. And they just have automated systems running everything. And then the surviving humans, the billionaires, the corporatists, you know, the government elite, they all own massive 10,000-acre ranches run by robots. And they get to enjoy the planet without all the other, quote, useless eaters that used to be around. They don't need you. They don't need any more profit from humanity because they've got automation coming in. The robots are going to produce the slave labor from here forward. They don't need humans. You get it? So they've used humans from 1906, since the start of the FDA. They've used humans, exploited humans all the way up to this point in order to get to the transition to humanoid robots and automated systems and drones and AI and all of that. But now we're here. They no longer need humans. In fact, they no longer need Western medicine. They no longer need the dollar. They're going to crash the dollar, have the global reset, confiscate all the assets. They don't need a constitution. They don't need nations. They're going to destroy America if they get away with it, destroy the constitution, end all borders. This is globalism, one world government. They're going to kill off people with the vaccines. which has already begun, obviously. And anybody who survives that, they're going to try to shut you down and track you with Mark of the Beast, government digital currency systems that's going to replace the crashing dollar. They're going to weaponize everything against you. They don't need you anymore. Get it? So when you look at the death rates in India and all these other countries, you realize, you know, India is the second most populous nation in the world, 1.4 billion people. And the globalists want to get that down under about 0.4 billion people just for the nation of India. So they want to kill a billion Indians. And they also want to kill about a billion Chinese. And they want to kill at least a quarter of a billion Americans, because America is the third most populous nation. They also want to kill off hundreds of millions of Africans in various African nations. And they want to kill, you know, Mexicans and South Americans and everybody else as well. But they're really going after the top three countries right now: China, India, and the United States. And really, the fact that these vaccines have only killed maybe 40 to 50,000 people in America so far is kind of lucky, because they were really hoping that a lot more would have died by now, but maybe they're counting on the ADE wave in the fall or the winter, should it occur. And it may, we don't know for sure, but antibody dependent enhancement may occur when people are exposed to wild type viruses this coming fall or winter, or when they get exposed to flu shots or other booster shots of the COVID vaccines. So remember, the COVID vaccines contain the spike protein bioweapon that's openly admitted, and they're trying to inject you with those spike proteins in order to mass murder you. And if you survive the first shot or the second shot, don't worry, they've got a booster for you. They're going to keep poisoning your cardiovascular system with more bioweapons until you finally have so much you can't deal with it and you die. You die from a heart attack or a stroke or what have you, or you become infertile. And this is why they're going after teens, 12 to 15 year olds. Obviously, 12 to 15 year olds pose no risk of dying from COVID and no risk of transmitting it. Why are they going after them? Fertility. They want women's ovaries to be scarred with spike protein, with so much internal bleeding and scarring and coagulation, blood clots, a lack of circulation, that women can't have babies anymore. So we're going to have the Children of Men situation here, that movie, you know, with Clive Owen in it. I think that's what it's called. No more children from an entire generation, or very few, but I mean, no more children from those who are vaccinated with a spike protein. So right now, if you look around, it's fascinating, because we look around, like I live in Texas, and we have a lot of Mexican Americans here. And Mexican Americans tend to have a lot of babies, and they have families, you know. And a lot of Mexican Americans, they're really pro-family. You know, a lot of them are Catholics, and they have family values and so on, and they have strong families. One of the things I admire about Mexican heritage people is they have strong families. They also tend to have babies at younger ages and to have more babies. Whereas your typical, you know, white couple in America today is not having many kids. It's just like that scene out of Idiocracy, which I keep invoking that movie because it's so apt right now. But guess who they're going after with the vaccine policies, even in California? Hispanics. Governor Newsom said he wants, what, a million more Hispanics to be vaccinated. Why did he mention, or Latinos, I think he said, why did he want Latinos specifically to be vaccinated? Because he's trying to usher in the infertility to stop the Latino families from having more babies, because so many of them are collecting entitlements from the state of California that even Newsom knows that California can't stay viable financially unless they can stop the growth of the population that's collecting welfare and entitlements and, you know, free housing and all this other stuff. So he's targeting Latinos specifically, but also trying to hit everybody with vaccines. He's just trying to overemphasize it with Latinos, because they want to destroy Latino families. They want to destroy the ability to have children. So mark my words, this year, 2021, okay, the babies that are being born right now are babies that are mostly pre-vaccine babies. But starting in the fall of this year, that those are going to be post-vaccine babies if they're born at all. You're going to see a plunge in fertility rates and the number of new births starting this fall because of these vaccines. And that's all by design. It's a weapon against human reproduction. So it's full-on biological warfare against humanity. It is designed to end lives in the short term, to cause hyperinflammatory reactions in the medium term, and in the long term, to collapse human fertility. And it's all being done in the name of saving the planet by the globalists. And remember, it's Bill Gates who said in his TED talk, and this is almost a near perfect quote, that he said, we can reduce the population by 10 to 15% if we do a really good job on vaccines and reproductive health. So what does he mean when he says vaccines and reproductive health? He's talking about vaccines that make you infertile. And his foundation, or at least the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, for the last 20 years has been funding research on infertility technology. They've been testing it in Africa. They had a device, there's even a patent on this, a device that a man puts his scrotum in this ultrasound device and it blasts his testes with ultrasound and makes him unable to create sperm for about 6 months. So it was like a male birth control, we called it the Sperminator machine, actually. It's like Bill Gates, the Sperminator, you know, instead of the Terminator. So yeah, this is the Sperminator machine. And that's all true. You can look that up. It's all true. So just remember, the pandemic is being sustained by the vaccine because they're injecting people with spike proteins. So they're spreading the spike protein, which is the bioweapon. And remember that anytime they want to push the pandemic a little more, all they have to do is announce another booster shot and say, oh, there's another variant out there. Everybody needs a booster shot to cover that variant. And then they give everybody a booster shot. Big Pharma makes another $100 billion for the booster shots. The governments just print the money and pay it over to the drug companies. It's all a big scam, obviously, a giant swindle. And then people start dying again. And then the media says, see, look how dangerous COVID is. Good thing we had the booster shots ready in time or things would have been way worse. No, the booster shots are spreading the spike protein. The booster shots are the weapon. And they can continue this cycle forever, year after year after year until they just exterminate the numbers they want. And all this time, they can blame the unvaccinated people. Oh, the unvaccinated people are the reason that we haven't solved this yet. Those irresponsible, unvaccinated people, we need to require them to be vaccinated, they'll say. That's the only way we're ever going to beat COVID. The unvaccinated people continue to spread it. Meanwhile, it's actually their vaccines that are spreading it, of course. While the unvaccinated are the only ones who are healthy, not spreading it. It's the vaccinated people who are shedding it and transmitting it and spreading it everywhere. But again, the media knowingly lies, and it's all a giant racket to keep people enslaved, keep people sick, keep the money flowing into the vaccine industry and big pharma, keep everybody in a state of fear, mass hysteria, medical dictatorship, along with infertility and deaths and antibody-dependent enhancement and all of this. It's all part of the plan. Massive human extermination and total global enslavement under a medical dictatorship. This is the plan. This is the plandemic. And it's moving along like clockwork. So understand that the human gene pool is being pruned here. If humanity is a giant family tree, the human gene pool is being pruned. Anybody who gets the vaccine is removing themselves from the future of the human gene pool. They are unlikely to have children. Now, there will be exceptions to it. Some people will be able to resist it, but a lot of people will be infertile. A lot of people will be dead. The only people who have a future for human civilization will be people who say no to the vaccine. And you'll have to be insistent. You'll have to say no over and over and over again. And you may have to change your job. You may have to move out of your county or city or state. You may have to find a different church to go to, whatever. You might have to fire your vaccinated friends and go find some new friends who aren't morons. Whatever it takes, you have to say no to the vaccine if you want a future. And if you have kids already, maybe they're adults, try to make sure that they don't get vaccinated or their futures are gone. You have to protect your offspring or they won't have offspring. That's how important this is. It's a dire situation. This is the future of the human race that we're talking about here. And there are globalist elements that are trying to exterminate humanity. They will not succeed, but they will kill maybe a billion people before they are stopped, I believe. They won't kill all of us. You know, I don't even think they'll kill half of us, but they're going to kill at least a billion, I would say. It may take them a couple of years, but they've got plans. Oh, they can crash the economies. They can unleash famine and drought and weather weapons and geoengineering and terraforming, and they can fake an alien invasion, whatever. I mean, they'll roll out everything because they're here to kill you. Vaccines are just part of the bioweapon system, but they have other ways to kill you too. 5G cell tower beams, you know, microwave weapons beamed at your head. It's all a fact now. It's all documented now. 130 diplomats hit with the beam weapons, microwave energy weapons. Heck, they've got satellite weapons that can just burn up your house. Poof, from orbit. They can selectively start fires. They can burn up cars and trucks and people. Just poof, you're gone like dust. All right, so that's where we are with all this. Now, this is the end of part four for today's situation update. And folks, I'm out of gas here. I've been going 2 hours. And it's late, and I got to get some sleep. So I'm going to have to move parts 5 and 6 to tomorrow. I know, you'll thank me for that. You only have so much time as well. But as you can tell, today was just packed with information, so much important information. And there's more here that I haven't even had time to get into, such as the lab origins of this biological weapon. Now, completely undebunked or rebunked, we'll say. I'll get into that tomorrow, but I just want to say here, I hope you appreciate this new format, and not every day is going to be this long. Probably on a typical day, it'll be 3 sections of 30 minutes each. Just Mondays, I think, tend to have a lot more because of all the news over the weekend. I appreciate your support. I do want to mention the one sponsor and then my own healthrangerstore.com. If you want to support us, shop at healthrangerstore.com. Check out our supplements, our storable foods, even our oil pulling solutions for oral health and the fragrance-free body soaps and laundry detergent. All these things we have that we've formulated for you to be incredibly clean with no synthetic toxic chemicals in any of the products, and everything's lab tested. Just check that out at healthrangerstore.com. And I apologize that almost half the store is out of stock right now. For example, we had, I don't know, 20,000 bottles of zinc supplements or something a month ago, and they're all gone now. And somehow we just sold out all these thousands of bottles of zinc, and I didn't even mention zinc. But for some reason, you know, things were selling out like crazy. So we're doing our best to try to keep things in stock, and I appreciate your support. Also, don't forget our other sponsor today, Satellite Phone Store. Go to SAT123.com to learn about the Satellite Phone Store and how you can have an emergency backup communication system that works from almost anywhere on the planet. As long as you can point the phone antenna at the sky above the equator, which you can from almost anywhere, unless you're in an underground like Vatican dungeon or something. As long as you're above ground, you can see the sky, point that sucker above the equator. So if you're in the northern hemisphere, point it towards the south. And if you're in the southern hemisphere, point it towards the north, right? Because the earth's a sphere. And just point it towards the equator and you'll have a phone signal. You can make phone calls. You can call landlines, cell phone lines, or other satellite phones. And it works during emergencies, even if the cell towers are all down in your local area. Even without a power grid, you can still make phone calls. As long as somebody on the other end has power, they can get your call. So check it out, SAT123.com. And stay out of underground dungeons, too, by the way. It's not a good idea. Seriously. All right. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. If I stay up any longer, I'm going to get all loopy and punchy and overzealously humorous. So we can't have that happen. It's already beyond the pale. So I'm going to call it a night. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com.